big show on at Prague's Marnes Gallery is continuing to attract visitors like no other. The latest collaboration between respected artist and performer Petr Nikl and dozens of contributing artists from around the world. Called Play, the show invites visitors of all ages, from children to seniors, to complete, destroy, co-author, or interact with existing installations, which range from musical sculptures to piles of found objects that can be arranged and rearranged any way you like. Jan Wellinger caught up with the artists earlier this week and takes a closer look at Play in this week's Arts.
When you enter the Manes Gallery these days, the first thing you notice is the noise. Clanging, crashing, banging wood on metal, vibrating cymbals, as visitors, often children, run from object to object, display to display. Throwing this, touching that, playing bizarre musical instruments. These are objects from the stuff of dreams. And that's all good and well, given the name of this exhibition is Play. It doesn't matter if you're young or old, anyone visiting can and should pursue their imagination to the fullest. Artist Petr Nikl.
Tak původně opravdu idea byla taková, jako bývá třeba v muzeích přírodních věd.
The original inspirations for Play were the kind of interactive installations you find at natural science museums, where you have rooms where you can experiment with natural wonders or the laws of physics. First you try things out, and later you learn how they work. Here I wanted to provide a kind of manual for the arts to allow people to try different things. The other important aspect is that people gather and communicate together. Through the pieces, through instruments, through objects, they form a dialogue and become conspirators and co-authors of a certain atmosphere affecting multiple senses.
This kind of interaction is not new for this artist's projects. He has pursued similar aims before, in 2000 with Hnízdo Her in Prague's Rudolfinum, or Orbis Pictus at Prague's Museum of Music. But Play goes further by allowing visitors to shape objects into things of their own, to leave their own mark. For this reason, a constantly evolving piece known as Kristalliza, or Crystallization, has become something of Play's central installation. Visitors are urged to bring their own objects from home, no longer than several centimeters in length, to add to a growing structure along the wall, expanding and undergoing constant metamorphosis. There are Lego men and makeshift dolls and all manner of attached items. You have to look up close to distinguish them. This piece, along with at least a dozen others in the main hall, is constantly shifting, and the whole thing is viewed from above by a giant eyeball. Yes, a camera looking like a human eye, which transmits the ongoing changes to the internet. Petr Nikl again.
We wrote on the poster that the objects should be able to fit into your pocket so that there would be a unification of size. The pieces are not huge, so they could all be integrated into the visual landscape. We didn't want people to bring in bits of furniture or old tricycles or whatever. There is a web of catches to add and attach objects to the growing piece, and the main part is the wall, a cross between some kind of wailing wall and people's imagination.
The artist notes with amazement how over time even adult visitors forget themselves, employing their creative energies with verve and fascination. With children, of which there are many, interaction is even more free, more immediate, spontaneous, and unfiltered. Even if a child, say, kicks something over, a pile of foam or other assorted objects, it's okay, says Nikl, because before you can build something up, build something new, there has to be destruction. The point is to engage viewers, including children, to use and employ their imagination. This is more than just some playground or theme park. A close collaborator on Nikl's interactive projects, past and present, is Jiří Wald.
My jsme tenhle ten projekt Uměním ke svobodě vlastně We had an original project in the past, which took as its goal to help children in orphanages or children's homes who have very limited opportunities, brought up in a collective atmosphere. The idea was to have projects where interactive works would spark their imagination, allow them to explore in ways they were not used to. Play is similar in this respect. We're all to a degree influenced in our behaviour, even manipulated. Schools play a role and can break early and natural creativity. The idea is to broaden your fantasy and creative horizons. If you aren't at all creative in your thinking, you become only a puppet, easily used by someone else.
The day Radio Prague visited, children were certainly in abundance, running from one place to another. There are more than 50 objects in the show, by some 40 artists, musicians, even tinkerers. Most come from the Czech Republic or Switzerland, with one from Slovakia and a couple from the United States. The show itself in Manes is divided along two floors, the top where activity is more chaotic and the bottom, a labyrinth of mysterious caves with various instruments and objects. Petr Nikl explains the difference.
V té chaotické metafoře toho takového bublajícího světa, těch erupcí.
Above is the chaotic metaphor of bubbling life, of eruptions and vegetation, a jungle of interaction. Below, there is also that, but there the experience should be more soothing, more calm. On the lower floor, the objects are already complete. There are light and sound installations, but how you can interact is fixed. You can't change their basic sound or design. Above is animation, everything is mixed. Below, pieces or musical objects have their own space, and it's more individual. On the lower floor, there are also workshops, seminars, film projections and concerts.
Play continues at Manes until the end of January 2011, and it may well be that you or your children will never look quite the same at a more conventional exhibition again. But Petr Nikl suggests there is a time and place for everything, and points out one aspect often forgotten is how we view individual gallery spaces over time. When viewers do come back again, they often recall earlier shows and compare how the space itself has changed, the light, the overall atmosphere. Whether something is more traditional, as in, no, don't touch, this time you can only look, and so on. And that, too, is a kind of game. Certainly, Manes over the last month has become unrecognizable, undergoing a kind of metamorphosis or endless mutation. The works in progress there are for visitors to discover, to add to change, and perhaps to break down. With ideas or inspiration, they perhaps didn't even know they had. The artist Petr Nikl again.
The first time I really saw something similar was at a show I did back in 2000 at the Rudolfinum called Hnízdo her. And it was there that I first saw adults forget themselves. I was shocked by their energy, by how far they went. That was very interesting, and from that I learned a lot.
A to bylo strašně zajímavé a poučné.